News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States on Thursday extended the ban on Americans traveling to North Korea for another year. The U.S. State Department said it was too dangerous still to go there. The department says that under American law, it can impose geographic travel restrictions on Americans under any of three conditions. If a country is at war with the U.S., if there are armed hostilities in a country or region, or number three, there is imminent danger to the public health or physical safety of U.S. travelers in the country or area. The State Department used the third condition to extend the travel ban. China has responded to a bipartisan group of members of the U.S. Congress who have called on the Trump administration to impose sanctions on high-ranking Chinese officials. Those officials are accused of violating the rights of minority ethnic Muslims in remote Xinjiang region. A letter from the group of 17 singles out Xinjiang's top official, who is accused by many of turning the region into a police surveillance state. Associated Press correspondent Christopher Bodine reports.
This all comes down to an ongoing crackdown on Uyghurs that involves the setting up of a massive network of internment camps where Uyghurs in the hundreds of thousands, possibly as many as a million, are being held and forced to undergo a form of political indoctrination, which includes renouncing Islam and the Uyghur culture.
China started a campaign in April 2017 to arrest local Uyghur Muslims accused of holding extremist sentiments. A Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman told reporters the lawmakers who wrote the letter should focus on their jobs instead of meddling in other countries' affairs and declaring themselves human rights judges. This is VOA News. The Trump administration told Russia Thursday to stop what it believes is the harassment of international shipping vessels in the Sea of Azov and the Kerch Strait. It called the alleged actions an attempt to weaken Ukraine's economy. The U.S. accused Russia of delaying commercial ships since April and stopping at least 16 of them from reaching Ukrainian ports. The United Nations has issued a stark warning about a potential catastrophic loss of life if Syrian forces, with Russian support, mount a full-scale military assault to retake Idlib province from the rebels. The area is the last major area of Syria under rebel control. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Signs are inescapable that an attack on Idlib may be imminent. In the last few days, international threatening messages, warnings, and counter-warnings have accelerated. Russia has deployed a large naval force off the Syrian coast, raising red flags that an assault may be near. Nearly 3 million people are crammed into this small rebel-held enclave. About half that population includes displaced people who have fled from previous areas of conflict, many of them women and children. U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says all these lives are at stake because there is no other Idlib. He says there is no other place where people can go.
Rebel leader Riek Machar and leaders of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance have signed a final revitalized peace deal aimed at ending the country's nearly five-year civil war. Machar signed the deal Thursday night in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. Theresa May on Thursday became the first British prime minister to visit Kenya in 30 years. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
May met with President Uhuru Kenyatta at State House to discuss how the two countries can work together on issues of trade and investment, as well as building stability and fighting terrorism in East Africa. Earlier in her trip, May pledged $5.2 billion to support African economies. Kenya is hungry for that kind of foreign investment, which can provide employment and opportunities to its growing population.
A former American soldier who transferred classified information to WikiLeaks may not be allowed into Australia for a speaking tour. Susie Jamil is the organizer of Chelsea Manning's tour. She says she's received a notice from the government that it is considering canceling Manning's visa. Under Australian law, all non-citizens can be barred from entering the country if they fail to pass a character test. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.